Welcome, everyone. I'm Kimberly Boschman, and this is the Intentionally Intuitive Podcast. In this episode, we're going to take a look at the forecast for May 2024 for each life path number. Before we get into it, this, of course, is a general forecast. If you would like a personalized numerology reading or your own personal forecast, please book some time with me. My information is in the description box below, and I would love to work with you. All right, let's take a look. Life path number 5, you all are going to be working with the energy of the 9 for May, as well as Caterpillar. These two energies work together so beautifully because both bring this element of healing and transformation. The 9 is more about things being transient, right? Like falling away and releasing what no longer serves to open up the sort of gates for what wants to come in that's new and refreshing and more aligned. And through that process or that transformation, it can be a little bit challenging because things can fall away that we weren't ready to release yet. And so you could see relationships fall away at this time. You could find, you know, a career or something that, again, is no longer serving you fall away. The 9 doesn't come in as, you know, to be punitive and say, this needs to go, this needs to go, this needs to go. It comes in and looks at energetically where it is that something is standing in the way of your evolution, of your progression forward, of your expansion. And that's what it focuses on removing. A lot of times when we go through a 9 cycle, it will remove the things through divine intervention, the things that we know need to change, but haven't had the courage or the strength to release, right? And the 9 just comes in and says, oh, let me do that for you. Let me take that off your plate because you're obviously finished with it. And so it can be a little bit challenging. It can be a little bit difficult to move through because, again, you know, there's definitely, when things are released, no matter how big or small, there's always some element of grief. There's always some element of, gee, I was comfortable with that and now it's gone, right? So, you know, I would say definitely sit with your whatever comes up for you around this time if there is something that you find that you have to release now. But just know that no matter how difficult, it really is for your highest good, right? It's really moving you in the direction that you need to be moved in. And through that release, it's teaching you something about yourself that you would not have uncovered likely without that release. The other thing I would say about the 9 energy is this is really a time for receptivity. This is not about forcing anything. This is about tying up those loose ends of things that you've been working on, of things that maybe you know need to be cleared up, taken care of, and letting go of, and releasing and closing out. And to allow things to come to you now. So allow people, places, things to present to you at this time. And the things that present to you that you're not forcing to come your way, you'll get to decide how you want to work with them, right? So you might have an opportunity for a trip come up. And I would say if it comes to you and it's not forced, this is the time to say yes to it, to go for it. This is almost like a gift from the universe coming in. That you will likely get some great satisfaction out of. Same thing with people. The people who enter your life during a 9 cycle, there's often some kind of divine sort of connection there, right? Some kind of soul contract. And so the people who present to you this month could have the potential to be in your life for quite some time, or at least to teach you something very significant about yourself and your journey in this lifetime. This is a lot of times during a 9 cycle, there can be soulmates, right, that enter our lives. So whether that's people, pets, you can also have like soulmate sort of connections with the land, right? So this might be a time where you are moving and you're meant to connect with a new place, a new landscape, and, you know, nature. So really beautiful energy at its core, but there's definitely it's cyclical, right? So it's kind of like things must leave so others can come in. And the 9 reminds us that this, our entire journey is that method, right? It's all transient. It's all cyclical. I would also say this is definitely going to be a time for healing, where forgiveness, tolerance can sort of be at the forefront of what you're being asked to do, right? So you can feel sort of tested or confronted in the areas where there needs to be grace, whether that's grace for yourself or grace for another. And, you know, whether there needs to be forgiveness, forgiveness for self or forgiveness to others. So this nine energy, again, will sort of put the pressure on those areas where you might need to be the bigger person and look at things a little bit differently and see how it is that you can bring peace, harmony, forgiveness, grace to a situation, whether that's energetically or with the other person. Because in that process, not only do you release the other person, but you release yourself from that heavy baggage that you're carrying. This is also a time for selflessness, right? For paying it forward, for volunteering or sharing, doing some kind of charitable act. This is a great time for that, where the purpose of that is not to see what you will get in return, but what you can do for others, right? That's the nine energy. It's that of the humanitarian. So any area where you can be a little bit more selfless, this is a great month to do that. Now, with caterpillar energy, again, we're looking at like some kind of metamorphosis, some kind of change. But remember, we're changing from a caterpillar to the butterfly. And so metaphorically, the nine is very much about that. It's releasing and shedding the old to allow something more beautiful, more aligned with where you are on your journey to come in. And so just, you know, the caterpillar doesn't sort of fear that metamorphosis. It just knows that it's time, and it goes through the process to initiate that next stage, that next chapter. And so a nine cycle can ask us to do that, right? To know that it's time to turn the page to start the next chapter. So what is it that we need to leave in the past or leave in this past chapter so that we can start fresh and new? And of course, there will be things that we carry over with us, but there will also be things that we need to release and let go of. And so both of these energies are saying it's time for that metamorphosis in some area of your life. And wherever this comes in for you is exactly the area that needs it. So just be open to it. Give yourself grace. Be gentle with yourself. And to know that you're going from the caterpillar phase to the butterfly phase in some area of your life. And though that can feel challenging, it will be worth it. So move with it the best that you can. So I hope it's beautiful, fives. Take care. Bye for now.